Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Quite happy that you're listening. It is July 7th, 2016. I believe it's Thursday. And we're here to talk about everything that matters to you and your buckos and all points in between. The election. FBI directors on the Hill. The markets. The fake jobs report tomorrow. The economy. Scams, shams, corruptions, debt, deficits, fees, fines, mandates, rules, regulations, and all that fun stuff. That's what we do here. And of course, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me, just be nice. No, really, just be nice. You can read our commentary articles. We post a lot of sarcasm attached for darn good reasons. We are cynics, ladies and gentlemen, here, for good reason. Press the money management button if you'd like to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, and the subscribe button to our notes. Sent to you. And that's it. All at the ever-popular GaryK.com. Now, we're going to get into the market in a few minutes, because the fact of the matter is, today kind of sort of all over the map, and we'll get into it. Tomorrow's the fake jobs number. And of course, we've been saying it's a fake jobs number a long, long time. Why? Because this administration, just go look, the labor participation rate has crashed, absolutely crashed. And that enables the unemployment rate to be much lower than otherwise. And of course, as you know, we have called the Labor Department. We couldn't speak to anybody. So we emailed the Labor Department and asked them simply, can we have a list of all these people that left the labor force? And they say they don't have a list. I said, so how do you know all these people left the labor force? Well, we calculate. I asked, what do you calculate? Well, it's kind of, sort of, we take a poll of a few thousand and we figure it out. So I emailed back, so you're telling me 10, 20 million people have left the workforce in the last 7 years. Can you give me five names? No. So it's the fake employment figure. That's all. We don't buy it. And of course, they have the seasonality and all that crap also. So we don't believe a word out of their mouth. And just remember, in the last 15 years, you know what our government's done? They recalculated the formula on how to come up with GDP, which made GDP higher. They also recalculated the formula, you know what they did with inflation? Make it lower. Of course, that's when they want inflation lower. So they recalculate to make things look better. It's a scam. Anyway. But I wanted to start today with the FBI director. And you may say, well, what the hell does that have to do with the markets and your money? Well, a lot of this is dependent and will be important to who wins the election. And as you know, we think Hillary Clinton is a criminal, runs a criminal enterprise with her husband, lies, cheats, steals, in plain sight. It's in plain sight what they have done with their foundation. It's amazing. If the media had a Republican do that, the media wouldn't stop. But for some reason, the media is insane. So anyway, the FBI director was on the Hill today. And as you know, I'm just Mr. Logic here. I'm just Mr. Logic. So let me just go back a week's time, maybe 7 days, 10 days' time. And we're going to let you decide. So here's some facts. Over that time, Bill Clinton met with the Attorney General on her plane. Now, in case you don't know, ethically, that sucks and should not be done. Bill Clinton used to be a lawyer. This woman is basically our number one lawyer in the country. And yet she meets with him. But nothing happened there. But because of that, Loretta Lynch hands over decision-making power on the situation to the FBI director, James Comey. Well, the FBI interviews Hillary Clinton. Within a couple of days of that interview, James Comey comes out and just rips her to shreds. Rips her to shreds, but takes a pass. There's nothing here to do anything with. So we don't recommend charges. Within 2 days, we walk back to the Loretta Lynch, that attorney general, who now says she's dropping any investigation because she's taken the recommendation of James Comey. So James Comey goes on the Hill today, and let me tell you what he says. And by the way, we're not making this up. This is what he says. She didn't tell the truth about her server. She didn't tell the truth about her emails. She destroyed 30,000 emails. Just those three things. And now we find out that her interview was not under oath. Not under oath. And we find out that the people that interviewed her, some of them didn't even speak to James Comey. Now, James Comey says, well, we don't see intent. And I just wrote some things down about intent. So he says she didn't tell the truth about her servers. Intent. She didn't tell the truth about her emails. Intent. She didn't tell the truth about what were in the emails. Intent. She didn't tell the truth about the important emails. Intent. Her head tech guy who handled all this took the fifth 125 times. Intent. And all I'm asking myself is, wait a minute. This is our head FBI guy. He's saying there's no intent while stating all these things. What a load of crap. We're FBI. You know what they're supposed to be at all times? Curious. Where is the curiosity that you're saying a woman lied to on all these things, destroyed emails on all these things, and our head guy took the fifth? What more do you need? So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. This guy has a sterling, by the way, he has a sterling reputation. There's no way all these people were in cahoots, could they? No, they would do that in plain sight, would they? Would they be that stupid? And if they're not that stupid, why would James Comey do this when all logic states there's more to this than meets the eye? Well, let me tell you why. I came up with the answer. because I missed the logic. If he referred a charge back to the Justice Department on her, James Comey gets destroyed. His life is destroyed. His life is destroyed. The media, the Democratic machine would destroy him, and forever and ever and ever would be known as the biased political Republican scumbag who stopped Hillary Clinton from becoming president. That's why. There's your logic. Case closed. That's it. So in plain sight, lies, lies and more lies, the fifth being taken 125 times, and it's over. It's done. By the way, I didn't even mention that the same day Comey comes out with this, the president's on an airplane with Hillary Clinton. You think the president would take the chance of being on an airplane campaigning with her if he knew that she was being indicted? They lied to you. Of course they knew. It was all baked in the cake. So once again, political chicanery, because you are just a bunch of puppets. I'm just a puppet. We're on the outside looking in. And Hillary Clinton's in the game. And we'll have more on that in a second. And then full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, because I know that's where your interest lies today. I thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
833.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. By the way, if there's any one thing I said to you in the first segment of this show that stands out for me, they did not put the woman under oath. Fix was in. That prevents perjury. Remember what they always tell you. If the crime don't get you, lying about the crime will. We were just scammed. That's all. We were just scammed. Which leads me to my other part of the equation here, and this is for you Trumpsters out there. In the last year, except for 1 week, I have been telling you I thought Donald Trump was your next president. Well, I'm taking it all back. I don't know who the next president's going to be now, and here's why. While he raised good money in June, he ain't even close. Money wins elections. Big money wins elections, and they just ain't doing the job. Back in 08, John McCain, for some idiotic reason, decided, well, I'll let Obama double the spending that I do. And guess what happened then? And in case you don't know, Obama paid $11 per vote, had to spend $11 per vote. McCain only had to spend $6 per vote. Guess what? Obama had a ton more money. And here's why I say this. In case you don't know, it's all about the states. I'm here in Florida. If I tell you that Hillary Clinton ads are 50 to 1 on Donald Trump. I don't see any ads for Donald Trump on TV. But every other commercial on TV here in Orlando, Florida, is Hillary Clinton telling you her whole life, is about helping the children. That since day one, she's been for the children. Which is a lie, but it resonates. And if it keeps going like this, he's going to be in big trouble. So all you Trumpsters out there, you better tell the Donald message from Gary. He's going to lose if he don't start raising the big buck and start using it. And if you don't think I know what I'm talking about, just Google how much was spent on McCain and Obama. And now I'm done with them. Because they all nauseate the hell out of me anyhow. Where do I want to go next? Oh, yeah, we have a market to talk about. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Well, you would think not much happened today. Dow down 22. S&P down 2. NASDAQ was up 17. NASDAQ 100 was up 14. Transports up 34. Russell 2000 up 2. Sox was up a nice 8. Advanced declines a little to the better. New highs, about the same. But the story is we were up very nicely early, and then we were down 95 at 3 o'clock, and then somebody pushed the button, and we rallied up. Now, with the NASDAQ today, it was twofold. It was the semiconductors up strong all day. All day. And it was the biotechs with a better relative bid right now. Though it's off the lows, and we'll see how long it lasts. But leave no doubt, biotechs with the relative bid. And when the market was down 90 today, the biotechs were barely down, and then they rallied into the close. So a little bit of it. And by the way, if you would like, go check out BIB. That's the twice. Hold on. Let me give you another one. IBB. It's just the NASDAQ Biotechnology Index. You will see, and I mentioned this in the last few days, that 240 area hit three or four times over the last 6 months, and it's holding again. Now, keep in mind it's down from 400 and change, but that's what we mean coming off the lows. So maybe we're out of the bear. Maybe it's just rallying up a little bit like it has a few times in the last 6 months only to fail. We're just letting you know that's where the NASDAQ got the juice today. In the Dow, Chevron and Exxon were both down. So the big oil, and I'll explain that in a second. United Health, a buck and a half. Travelers, a buck and a quarter. Goldman Sachs is up buck 40. A little better tone in the financials today. Not much, though. And they were selling off again when the market was down 90 and they rallied towards the end of the day. But not much else to talk about except to say, and listen carefully, the Dow and S&P are again nearing the highs. Well, nothing else is. So a lot of divergences out there, but leave no doubt if the Dow and S&P can move out of range, that helped the market. Now, what else stood out today? I want to let you know that oil prices were cooked, absolutely cooked to the bit downside. Breaking badly below the 50-day now, rolling over. You could go look at the USO to see what we're seeing. Remember, we're dealing with a commodity, so anything's possible. We're just letting you know. Interesting enough, oil stocks are not acting as bad as oil prices right now, though they reversed today to the downside after being up early. Not sure what that means, but the oil ETFs right now are sitting right on the 50-day moving average. In a range going back about 4 or 5 months, and we'll see what happens from here. The only one, the Explorers, the XOP, is also trading below the 50, and just really not a lot of leadership in there. There's a few names that stand out, PTEN, Patterson Energy, what was that other one? I'll get it for you in a second, but there are a few of them that are definitely stronger than others. But just like a lot of areas out there, there's not a lot of oomph. By the way, NFX, stronger name. CLR, stronger name. But again, as I stated, not a lot of oomph. Today, the market was saved by a better tone in the biotech, a strong day with the semiconductors, and a nice little 70-point rally in the last hour after the market was running into some, you know, issues. Tomorrow is the jobs number, and let me be clear and concise. I have absolutely no clue what the number's going to be because I don't know what they're going to lie about, and I have no clue how the market's going to react. How's that? We'll let others guess. We don't like guessing. Up next on The Edge, more on today and the markets and the big picture and all that stuff. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
He comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So remember we told you here that a bunch of these politicians have enriched themselves with scam charities? Remember I mentioned to you this guy, Greg Meeks? He's still, they keep electing him. He's a congressman out of, I think, Brooklyn or somewhere. Just created scam charities and nobody found any of the money and it was passed through. Just a bunch of crooks. The guy's a crook. Anyway, so the fact is sometimes the world is round. Representative Corinne Brown, right here in Florida, she's being indicted from her relationship with a questionable Virginia-based charity. Yay! A 10-term Democrat, in other words, a lifelong politician. There was a charity called One Door for Education that raised $800,000. And it says here, you ready? In the indictment, the money was used to benefit individuals identified only as Person A public official, and Person B, an associate of Person A. It is believed Person A is this Corinne Brown. So, lie, cheat, steal, and actually caught. This is great. I love that. And of course, Hillary and Bill Clinton created a foundation to do the same on the grandest of scales. But they get away with it. What can I tell you? So just wanted to let you know. Also, a little late-breaking news. You know, we love these biotechs with no sales. Juno Therapeutics, I have it closing at 41. It's 27 in the aftermarket. A phase 2 trial didn't work. Again, no sales. They get some fees. Still has a $4 billion market cap at this level. Just freaking insane. Just, it's almost criminal if you ask me. So that's a little aftermarket for you. Remember, lots of earnings to come out in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So let's go through a few things here. Separate a little bit. Again, oils had a very bad day. I've yet to scan them, but there was no great shakes before today. Again, there's a few names that are above the 50-day. Those are the ones I concentrate on if I ever decide to buy them. Semiconductors had a good day today. I mentioned to you the housing yesterday. They were a little bit green today, nothing to really write home about. But I mentioned DHI, a nice long base trying to break out here. I'd be watching that and a couple other names. Gold finally doing some pullbacks. Now, interesting, gold was only down minor league today. The gold stocks were down a little bit on the major league side in comparison. They need to pull back. And as we've told you, we are watching the pullbacks for this bull market area right now. So the GDX down about 3% today. No biggie, but just letting you know. A few other things I just want to mention off the cuff. Foreign markets remain much, much weaker than our markets. Some of them by miles and miles and miles and miles. I'm always asked, should I own international? And if international's leading, terrific. If it's not, there's really no reason to. And there are some areas that are just damn weak. Chipotle, down 10 today. Now, there was some sort of rumor on somebody else getting sick because of Chipotle. There's a best-selling author, I think his name is Eric Lustbader. He claimed that his editor ended up in urgent care after being deathly ill all night from eating at Chipotle's. That sent the stock down 10 bucks. That's when you know you are one fragile baby. And message to Chipotle, you're not going to be able to stand much more of this if other people are getting sick from your food in a bad way. They better get their act together. It is amazing. And the problem for Chipotle now is, so anybody can now get sick who visited Chipotle, and it may be something else. And they're going to mention Chipotle because they're getting the reputation. And that is not good news. I got to mention Costco. And this goes under. The news was not very good. They did their same store sales and comps. Stock was up on more than 2x average volume, almost $8 today to 163. That's a big move for the stock. And as I look at earnings and sales growth, not much. But this group is a group that's been pretty decent. Remember, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, TJX, Walmart. This is another discount retailer. So this is shaping a nice little nine-month range here that it moved out of today. Whether or not it keeps going, I don't know. Because, again, growth, nothing. There's really no growth in the company right now. So that was just another tidbit from today that I had somewhat of interest. And after that, White Wave Foods buyout, bunch of proposals and buyouts in food right now, kids. We just had Hershey's, which I don't know if it's going to get done. Now I think this White Wave Foods, I think that's like an organic thingamabob or something like that. But that was a good move out of that one. I don't know any. So Hain Celestial went up today, some things in sympathy. Another Silicon Motion, just I want to mention this stock, SIMO, was up 5 and change, finished up 2, but they raised numbers big time. So I'd be watching that one. SIMO is the symbol on Silicon Motion. Western Digital was up a couple of bucks today. They kind of raised their numbers to earnings being down 50%. And the stock had a decent reaction because of that. Yeah, whatever. But let's continue. Humana, down 17 today. There is a deal with Humana and somebody else on a merger. And there is worry that the Justice Department is not going to let that one get through. So Humana got the big whackage today. I must tell you, I think Aetna, right? Whenever you get proposed buyouts, take them right now. Because I got news for you. A lot of this Justice Department does not want big companies. They don't want what they believe to be monopolies. There's been several deals unwound here recently. And by the way, I'm not taking sides on that because I've had issues with some mergers in the past. I believe there's been too many airline mergers where they can control price too easy. I don't like when you only have in big airports one airline flying to one place. There's no pricing competition there, but so be it, already done. But then there's some other Office Depot and Staples. What are they, worry about the pen business? Really, there would have been major chaos in the pencil and pen business? I don't think so. So heavy-handed, you can call it what you want. You get a buyout, stock moves. I don't think I'd be waiting on it. That's just my little itty-bitty take. Major indices, we'll know more tomorrow. I'm trying to think, has the market moved a lot on the jobs report recently? I don't even remember. I think the last one, which was a bad jobs report, I think the markets got hit on that one. Not 100% sure. I'm not sure I remember. Estimates for tomorrow, a gain of 180,000 jobs. After last month, I wouldn't be surprised if they do better. But again, I don't have a stinking clue on what the number is and what the reaction is. We'll see at 8:31, and we will take it from there. Dow and S&P, where they were in December of 2014. Russell 2000, NYSE, and others, you got to go back into 13. Up next, whatever else. And this, that, and the other thing. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over?
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. All right. I'm going to give you a little bit of a warning shot here for everybody out there. I'm sure you have been reading about interest rates and what's been going on. As you know, we have pulled no punches. We believe it's simply a rigged and manipulated market with tens of trillions of printed money to get rates down, forcing people into all kinds of different thingamabobs that buy bonds, which feeds on itself. Let me give you an example of something. I'm just going to pick one out. EAD. EAD, that's the symbol. Pays 10-11%, somewhere in there, between 10-11%. They invest in below investment grade debt securities, loans, and preferred stocks. You know what the problem with 10-11%? There's nothing out there that pays 10-11%. Unless you buy the worst of the worst. How can this be? Leverage. You got that? And I can go through a bunch of others, but pretty much all the same. And they're acting better again after having some trouble into February. But we're just letting you know. These are not stocks. They're bonds. But they trade like stocks. And if they ever lose control of these markets, the fact that this is where the biggest bubble is, just be careful. What I'd be careful about is several things. If you're buying individual bonds, going out too long. Why? Because you're going to end up having to hold them all the way through. Right now, the 10-year government, our country, is 1.387. It's ridiculous. The 30-year is 2.14. Ridiculous. And we're the highest of the developed countries. Many countries are at zero. And as I said yesterday, why would anybody lend anybody money at 0%? Makes no sense. None of this makes sense. We are just letting you know that yields and price are whacked. And I won't go out longer than 2 years on anything. And I pay the price in that I can't get the yield that I can get if I went out 10 years on some bonds. I don't care. I'd rather have for 2 years and then do it over on something else. So just be careful. As I mentioned a few days ago, there are certain bonds that I bought 5-6 years ago, getting 5%, that if I bought those equivalent bonds today, I'd get 1.5. That's a bubble. I see bonds that used to yield 11, yielding 4.5. And we're talking the junkiest of junk, crap. And that's just people buying anything at any price because they need the yield. Just remember, trillions of dollars that used to get 4% just in money markets get zero. Zero. So it forces people to do things that typically they would not do in the past. And you know what that is? A lot of these bond funds, a lot of riskier bonds. So I'm just urging you to just look over what you got. You're comfortable with 30? God bless you. I'm not. Especially in corporate America. Price, yield, massively distorted. And eventually distortions will go back to the norm. I think I use those same words on housing price back in 2006-07 on this same show. Price distorted, and eventually we're going to go back to the norm. And we all know what happened then. So this is just a word to you income people. Make sure you know what you got. And just because it's paying 5-6% doesn't mean it doesn't drop 20. I'm seeing a bunch of preferreds that come out at 25 trading at 28, 29 now. You want to make a bet eventually they're going to be 25 again? So just be very particular. Be very careful. Remember, the people that are doing this couldn't even run a lemonade stand. The only thing they know is print more money and buy more stuff in order to make things better. But there's precedent going back to the beginning of this earth. Normality eventually comes. Sometimes it takes a very long time. Sometimes not very long. We'll keep you abreast on this. And the main reason is we know there's a ton of money in this stuff. A ton. You have a good evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.